Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. This morning I want to share a few words with you about what worship is. I think that sometimes we don't fully enter into worship. We don't always understand worship. The word worship comes from an English word, worth-ship. Something's worth something. You value something. And we find in the Bible, in the Old Testament and New Testament, that people had different responses to worshiping God. One response would be to fall down before God and worship Him. Another one might be to raise one's arms and hands up towards the heavens and pray and worship God. But what's more important than our external posture is our heart. Because God says He always looks at our heart. Jesus said to the Pharisees, He said, "You worship me with your lips, but your heart is far from me." This morning, I hope that you've come to worship the Christ child, to worship the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world, because He is worth-ship. He is worth it. It says in the book of Revelation, chapters 4 and 5, that this particular setting took place in the throne room of God. And it's an amazing chapter when you look at chapter 5 concerning Jesus, the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. But in chapter 4, we get a glimpse. We get a glimpse of what worship really is involved, because it says in chapter 4 this, "The six living creatures, each with eyes all around and within, they do not rest day or night, saying this, 'Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.'" Whenever the creatures give thanks to God for His power and glory, the one who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders bow down and worship Him who sits on the throne. And they cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor, for You have created everything, and by Your will they exist." We've come today to worship our God, and I want you to enter in with me as I worship. I'm so thankful that we can sing songs this morning, that we can go tell it on the mountain, because it's such a wonderful story when we think about what God has done for humanity. And God had planned it a long time ago that Jesus would be born as a baby. Can you imagine that? The second person of the triunity of our God. That He would humble Himself, that He would come down to us, because He knew there was no other way for us to be saved other than Him coming and going eventually to the cross. He is worth it because He is the Lamb that was slain. We read in the Bible, back in the book of Genesis, that God gave us some typology about what His Son was going to come and do. If you remember the 10th plague that came upon the Egyptians, because in this particular plague, they were commanded to take a lamb without blemish and without spot. They were to kill the lamb and take the blood, each household, and they were numbered according to each household, and they would take the blood of the lamb and they would put it on the lintel of their door and then on their doorposts. And that night, when the angel came to judge and to kill the firstborn of everyone in the land of Egypt, whoever was under the blood would be spared. Jesus is the Passover lamb. Because we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 these words, "Jesus is our Passover lamb, sacrificing Himself for us." And so when we come to chapter 5 in the book of Revelation, we realize that who's worthy to take the book, to take the scroll, and to read it? I'm going to read some words from this particular chapter concerning the scene in heaven as they were looking for the one who would be able to open the seal and open the scroll. We find these words for us. "And I saw on the right hand of Him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with 7 seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals?' And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open a scroll or to look at it. So I wept. This is John the apostle. So I wept because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah and the root of David has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals." And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne of the four living creatures, in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy. You are worth it to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain. You have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, such as are in the sea, and all that is in them, I heard saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." Then the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever. We have an opportunity this morning to worship together the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. And he is worthy. Why is he worthy? Because he took your sin, he took my sin upon himself. And when he hung on a cross, he incurred the judgment and wrath of God on our behalf. He took what we deserved. He shed his blood to cover and to take away our sins so that we can now have this relationship with our Father in heaven restored. It says that he redeemed us by his blood. It was the shedding of his blood. It was the giving of his life that now this relationship between the Father in heaven and us can be reconciled because of the Lamb that was slain for us. I don't know where you are this morning in your relationship with Christ, but I do know this, that God loves you, that God wants you to know his love, and that God wants you to experience his love. You may know about it up here, but maybe you don't know about it here in your heart. This morning we've been worshiping God together. The children have been worshiping God as they've been singing. We've been hearing stories about light because God is light. And we also realize again this morning that maybe there's someone here who doesn't understand who Christ is and doesn't understand their relationship with Christ. The Word of God is very clear about all of this. We read in 1 Peter chapter 1 this: "Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, who is a lamb without blemish and spot." As a lamb without blemish and spot, Jesus died for you. He gave his life for you. And the Bible over and over again says this, that he who calls upon the Lord will be saved. My friend, this morning, if you're not sure about where you're going to spend eternity, we're here to proclaim that Jesus Christ is the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. He is the Lamb who offers you life if you're willing to come to him and accept him as your Savior and Lord. What a wonderful Savior we have, that he would come to us, that he would die for us, and that he would come again for us one day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God who shed his blood for us. Father, we thank you this morning again for all that you've done for us. And we realize again all that you've given to us. As we contemplate the cross and as we contemplate Christmas, we know that you came to die. You were born to die. You were born to sacrifice your life for us. And Father, we're so mindful again that without you, we have nothing. You are of such great value to us. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you came to us and died for us. And we worship you, not only with our lips, but with our hearts this morning. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I am hope. In this world, there is no force that can destroy me. Though I may flicker when I stand unsheltered in the strongest storm, my flame cannot be snuffed out by the winds and rainstorms of the soul. Yet, I can be ignored. I can be hidden away. There are many who squeeze their eyes tightly shut so my light cannot reach them. But even with eyes shut, they may hear me speak. I am the voice that can break the most agonizing silence with a simple whisper. One holy night, long ago, I waited, forgotten by a world with eyes shut and ears covered. Dim but not extinguished, quiet but not mute. In the dark silence of the night sky over Bethlehem, angels appeared to shepherds watching their flocks, announcing the birth of God as an infant human. And as they sang, my flame burst into an inferno. My whisper rose to a roar. Created by God, embodied by the Savior born in a stable. Open your eyes to my light. Open your ears to my voice. I am hope.
Broken. Do you feel the shadows deepen? Or do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all made new? All creation groaning is a new creation coming. Is the glory of the Lord to be light within our midst? Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone is he worthy of this? He is, he is. Is he worthy? Is he worthy?
Father God, we give you praise today. Thank you again for who you are, God, and we want to praise.